nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koila nishomote, halel ko haleluko, koila nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shalom is not permitting him. So now you restored Rab Lach. To Midrash brings when the Baruch Shalom stopped him and he did not permit him to continue. The reason was, why? Why he stopped him? Do you know why Hashem stopped Moshe? Very nice. So why he used such a term? He could tell him maspik or lo tzarich, no? Day. We have like many different terms. So why Ribono Shel Olam especially used such a term? So Midrash brings that this special term that was used, the reason was that actually it was as a punishment. Because when the revolution of the Korach took place and they rebelled against Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, so Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom pointed out and he told them, what did he say? Right. So Rab Lachem Bnei Levi. Remember? He says, you have enough. Rab Lachem. So Ribono Shel Olam told Moshe, because you told Korach Rab Lachem, so now Rab Lach. Make sense? Yes?
Yes.
It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. So did Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom responded in a correct way to these rebellious people? He did or not?
Yes. Oh no, he didn't. Because Hashem was punishing him.
So why? Why? If he's trying to make him quiet down and keep the peace and Shalom Ben Am Yisrael. So now, why he's getting a punch back? Why Hashem is punishing him in such a way? Hashem told him, told Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom, Rab Lach, stop, don't continue. Why? Because actually Hashem is punishing him. Because he told Korach, Rab Lachem. So in the same, Midah Keneged Midah is measure for measure, he's punishing. So now, as it was asked, so what was he supposed to say? He's trying to make him quiet down and, you know, create the peace. No?
Yeah.
Ah, very good. So now, here we have to find out what was the purpose that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom was planning to go to Eretz Yisrael. Why he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael? What was his purpose? Right, to eat banana. No? What was his purpose? To keep Shemitah. Maaserot, Terumah, was that Hashem Yovel, right? All this mitzvah. So that means, what was his intention to go to Eretz Yisrael? What was his intention? To grow, no? To become a better Yehudi, right? Yes? So now, is it good to grow or is it not good to grow? It's good, of course. He says, Mechayim El Chaim. So now, the question is, Korach wanted to grow or not?
No.
Yes.
No, what?
Yes.
He wanted to be Kohen Gadol, no?
Yes.
Fine, forget about negative or positive. But his intention wanted to?
Grow.
So now here, the Baruch Shalom says, if you don't let other people to grow, why should I let you to grow? Make sense? Huh? See what a beautiful midrash it is? So that when he told them, Rab Lachem, so that means you're not permitted to become greater, higher. Fine. Allow your question, kosher way, the right way that they're supposed to. But the point of matter here is, he could have stated in a different way, right? He could have, you know, worked it out in a different way. But here we see the Ribono Shel Olam is coming very harsh. Why? Because the expectation that you have from me to let you to go to Eretz Yisrael and keep the mitzvot that you're not able to keep, but you didn't do that to other people. So why you expect me to let you? If you don't let Orach to grow, so I shouldn't let you grow neither. See what it is? So here we see, first of all, how every word is counted. It's not that, you know, what do you call it? Just like, what's the term they use? Stamp, no? So you ask somebody, why you said this? Stamp. No, I just said it. So you see, there's no such a thing that you feel, you know, I want to say something, I want to verbalize something. There's no such a thing. You have to be very cautious that every word is calculated and monitored. Of course, you want to express yourself, you have to make sure that, first of all, it fits in a kosher dictionary in a manner that a Hellenic dictionary before you'll be able to express it. And second of all, and many times, that the expectation that we have and we expect from Ribbono Shel Olam, we don't let other people gain that expectation that we have. First of all, we are very selfish. Second of all, we have a lot of gava. And we want only the good things for who? For me. Only for me. And that's why we see unbelievable midrash. The same term that is used, Rab Lachem, that he pointed out to Korach, Hashem said, Rab Lach, you didn't let him to grow, I'm not going to let you to grow. And you see, very beautiful thing, that if the punishment comes the way, if in a positive way, you let other people grow, you give them feedback, you push them, you clap for them, so Chazak Baruch, in the same way, Mushalam is going to clap for you and push you. Know what that is? That means when you let other people grow, you help them to grow, you encourage them to grow, then from Shemayim they're going to do the same thing to us.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomo nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.